Hello, welcome everyone. I can't believe we're here again. Can you believe it? These months just fly by, even amidst all the drama. First, I want to say hi, but can you put in the chat if you can see and hear me? Everything, let's see. Looks like the world is gathering. Yes, we are. Okay, you can see and hear me. Everything's good? Okay, yay, yay, yay. And Peter, good to see you all the way in Denmark. I'm glad that this time works for you. Yeah, we have people from all over. I love it. I love it. So today is the full moon. Can you feel that? I mean, it definitely has a full moon. Hi, Laura. It definitely has a full moon energy, right? Like I don't know, everything culminating and oh, Minneapolis. Is that where you live? That's where I met my husband in graduate school. So anyway, it's just been a lot, right? Like it's a lot in the world. So I'm hoping that today, and that's my strong intention, that today is a lovely day for us to regroup, gather our energy, and oh, Cottage Grove, gather our energy and release things. So in the past few sessions, I think what is this, our fourth session? In the previous ones, I did a lot of like healing in the beginning. I want to take a little bit more time with questions today. I just feel like it. And yeah, I just have that feeling like that our questions will really bring the healing. And then when we do the questions and I'm guided to do healings around that, that's a good way to do that, I think. I do have some one kind of guided energy that I want to do with you, but for the most part, I really want to get to your questions today, so that way I get to talk to more of you. Yay! So, before we begin that, as always, I want to say a prayer. So I'm going to turn my camera off for that. Okay. So get nice and grounded. Slow down your breathing. Make it deep and relaxing as you breathe. Slow, deep, even breaths. And really feel your breath sink into your body, lower and deeper into your body. Feel your breath all the way down to your hips and your root chakra. Nice. Keep grounding and imagine that at the top of your hips, there's now light beams that flow all the way down your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, down through your feet, and then down into the ground. So this light from your hips is growing deep into the earth, burrowing deep, deep, deep into the earth so that you can draw roots from your feet into the earth. And as you breathe in light. And as you exhale, let any stress, worry, fear, and negativity go down through your roots. Breathe in light. And let go of whatever doesn't serve you. Good. Keep breathing in light. And letting go anything that is weighing you down, let it go down through your roots. into the earth to be transmuted. Now put yourself in a pillar of sparkling clear light. This light goes from heaven all the way down to the core of the earth. You are connected, heaven and earth. And bring a pillar of white light in each of the four corners of your room and around each of the corners of your home or whatever space you're in. And beautiful streams of light that connect them all. So your whole space is enveloped in pure light. This light draws away any lower thought forms, energies, or entities, and brings love, warmth, healing, and protection. It is in this beautiful, blessed space that we call in our guides, angels, and protectors. Great Spirit, surround us with your love, your light, your peace, your power, and your grace. Help us to be at one with you, and may we feel your presence in our hearts. We invite the archangels Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel to guard and protect the four corners of our spaces and ensure that we connect only with the highest energies and the love and light of the Creator. We invite all of the archangels, our angels, highest level spirit guides, power animals, and benevolent ancestors of only the highest vibration to surround us, protect us, and share your love and wisdom with us. We ask that you assist us in gathering and collecting our energy, returning our spirits to our bodies, helping us embody presence, power, peace, to connect with our passions, act on them, so that we can fulfill our purpose and find joy in the becoming of who we are for the highest and best of all. Thank you. Amen. Okay, let's come back into the space together here. Hello. Oh my goodness, my friend Elizabeth's here. Hi, Elizabeth. It's so nice to see you. Well, it's nice to see all of you. What a surprise. What a delightful surprise. I'm so happy that you've managed the live call also. How are you doing? How is everyone doing? And hopefully you're doing better after the prayer and bringing in our guides and angels. Tell me, what's going on for you? What's come up for you? I feel like even if nothing is happening with you personally, which I would find interesting considering what times we're in, but the world, right? And even if you're not in the States, which feels to be the epicenter of all things right now, all things strange, I can't imagine being an empath and not feeling it, right? So you may be having like a sense of like free floating anxiety or just a sense of like what's going to happen. And also because we have all new planets in all new signs right now, it's a lot. It's a lot of new and it's a lot of letting go and it's a lot of like unknown. And so, of course, as humans, that's not the most comfortable position for us. So again, I'm curious what's coming on. Yeah, anxious. Patricia says she's feeling anxious. Tia says she's struggling with important and close relationships. Peggy, Hello, says last month's healing session opened and strengthened the connection with my guides. I'm really happy to hear that. Yes, Maria, not sleeping well. I did not sleep last night, but also I was very excited about the launch of my new store. If you've seen it, Enchanted Sky, I'm really excited about it. So I was like buzzing. And of course, I always get excited about these calls together. But yeah, sleep has not been my strong suit. So there's definitely a lot of heavy energy. I feel like from body, in the body from work, raising kids, family. Candace says, really feeling the collective energy needing to clear it. Patricia can't sleep. Sanjia says, I did not know about your new store. Yeah, it's called Enchanted Sky. And I sent out an email this morning. It's astrological and astrology and celestial inspired t-shirts for now, but I'm going to be bringing in wall art and all kinds of goodness. So anyway, enchantedsky.com. I've been working behind the scenes for a year on it, and I wanted to launch it before the full moon, even though it wasn't 100% ready. So yeah, check it out, enchantedsky.com. You should have received an email about it today. And yes, we ship all over the world. So I'm super excited about it. For me personally, it's been very helpful to have something fun and creative to focus on. And so I highly recommend that one of the ways to deal with the weight of the world is to do something creative and fun. And of course, exercise. So Deborah says, I'm returning home after my SOAR 2024 speaking, Mazel Tov, and writing world tour. Wow. I'm finding it difficult to integrate back into Canada and the sadness with Canada and the USA. Yes, I know. Oh, Zuzana says, very cute designs. Thank you. Love this store. You'll offer the tour, order the Taurus one. A Taurus is fun to design for. I mean, of course, I did a lot of cats for Taurus. And for cancer, cats eating cupcakes and cookies. Oh, yeah. I mean, Laura, yeah. Minneapolis has a lot of heavy energy, especially. Yeah, it feels very strange. For those of you not in the United States, I mean, it even feels weirder than it looks on television, I think. So, what I want to do with you today is because there's so much out there, and whether it's political out there or personal out there, what my guides want us to do, the focus of what we're going to do today is to help you clear other people's energy from your energy field and reconnect with yourself, because that is the only way through this. And yes, Deborah, it is fun. Deborah, are you related to Jennifer O'Neill, or do I know you from Pittsburgh? I think I do, right? Anyway, that is what is where my guides are guiding us, because I too have a hard time connecting with myself these days because my energy is so focused out there in the world with people I love, with people I don't know. Like, there's just so much out there that I want us to get in center, or more, importantly, that's what our guides want us for you. And let us take a moment here before we even close our eyes to just get into your heart and remind yourself that you have a heart that belongs to you and it's here to guide you. So call your energy back into your heart. So, If anyone has animals, that is a good way to know if you're common centered. If you do that, your animals will respond to that. Your fur babies. So, and Nancy, by the way, just wrote she's nervous about launching her first book, a memoir. Nancy, I know you're going to do great. That's very exciting. Mazel tov. So let us take a moment now. I'm going to turn my camera off, and this will be a very brief, but hopefully very helpful exercise that you can do whenever you feel that you are scattered. Okay, so let's close our eyes here. Okay, so close your eyes and bring your consciousness from your head into your heart because your heart has a consciousness. The consciousness of your soul resides in your heart. So take some breaths to breathe into your heart. And as you do, imagine the back chakra of the heart is opening to receive love, to receive kindness, to receive peace, to receive presence. So breathe in love and exhale anything that doesn't serve you. And with each inhale, your heart is taking in that love and opening front and back. And throughout your day, you want to remind yourself to reconnect with your heart. And just notice as you're in your heart how different your thoughts feel, how centered you can be simply by bringing your awareness into your heart. Now keep breathing as you connect with the base of your spine. The root chakra at the base of your spine. Bring your awareness there. And as you bring light into your root chakra, you feel the connection with the earth all the way down through your feet and the roots that connect your feet to the earth. And from your root chakra at the base of your spine, and the whole width of your hips. Bring down roots like a trunk. And the base of your spine has a grounding cord like an anchor that grows deep, deep, deep through the earth, the rocks, the soil, the living waters, all the way down to the core of the earth. You're connected with the earth star that's beneath the earth, even. You are completely grounded. Now notice how different you feel in your body when you ground your energy to the Earth Star. And keep breathing deeply and calmly. Calm your breath, calm your body with your breath. Beautiful. And put yourself in that column of light again. Call in your angels, call in your guardian angels to surround you and protect you. And notice what it feels like with your guardian angels around you. Do you feel different? Archangel Michael wants to remind you that every human, every creature, and even the earth itself has angels of protection. And as you elevate your energy, as you practice calm, peace, joy, and love, that helps the greater good. So if you imagine now that you have hooks or energies or plugs or cords into the world, into the people of the world who are having troubles, anxiety, pain, suffering, allow yourself to unplug. Imagine those cords unplugging from the world. Unplug right now. And remove the other part of the plug from your sacral chakra and solar plexus. Unplug there and put those cords down into the earth. Let them just fall into the earth to be transmuted into love. And we ask Archangel Raphael to heal any of the areas that have contained those plugs, to fill them with light, love, joy, healing, prosperity, peace. Now take a moment to be in your solar plexus. Bring your awareness into your solar plexus area. And how do you feel? Does your solar plexus feel strong? Does it feel a little thin? Does it feel whooshy? Is it moving around in a nervous way? Or do you feel solid? Just notice how you feel. Your solar plexus is the energetic guardian between you and others, between you and the environment, the external world. This is your guardian. So now, call in light from above to go through your crown, down into your face, your neck, your shoulders, your heart, into your solar plexus as you draw earth energy up into your solar plexus from the roots of your feet all the way up. And gather that light and energy at your solar plexus. So it's radiating front and back, and notice how you feel. Good. Keep breathing into that area. And you can fill your aura with that light. And as you do, as your aura fills with light, it pushes away other people's energy from your energy field. So keep filling your solar plexus from above and below with light, power, and energy, and let it radiate through your aura, and it's cleansing your aura. Fill your aura with light. Now take another deep breath into your solar plexus. And you'll notice on the outside of your aura, there may still be other people's energy. Before you do anything, take notice. Who's there? Who is in your aura? Who's outside of your aura? Who's there? It's good to notice. And as you do, imagine that there's a ball of light outside of you, filling your space. And that light is drawing away any energy, vibrations, other people's energy. This light is pulling that out of your aura to be cleansed, purified, enriched, strengthened. Your aura is being cleansed of anybody's energy that does not belong there. Let it go and let the light do its work. Good. And as you do that, you can feel your light expand past the boundaries of your aura so you can fill up your room with light, fill up your whole home, let that light expand even bigger and farther and brighter to your whole block, your street, your town, your city, your country, the world. Let that light shine and shine and shine so bright. But your aura is still protected. So you feel the boundary of your aura 3 to 5 feet outside of you. Nice, strong aura. But the light can emanate past like a light bulb. Good. Now visualize a light above your head, a ball of light. And you're going to call back your spirit from wherever it is. Call it back from the different parts of the world, from other people, from projects. Let your spirit come back into the light. Fill that light. And now let that light pour onto your crown, your face, your neck, your shoulders, down through your fingers, into your heart, your torso, your legs. That light is pouring back into you. And all the light from the ball above you is now in your body. And now you can seal it up. Seal up your body and seal up your aura. And notice how different you feel once you clear other people's energy from your aura and call back your spirit. Notice how much more calm, centered, and at peace you can feel. Now ground your energy as you take another deep cleansing breath. And whenever you are ready, you can open up your eyes. Hi. Hello, how are you? How does that feel? I'm so curious if you felt other people's energy outside of you, if you felt different after you did that. I'm so curious how you're feeling and what that experience was like for you. I'm so curious if anyone didn't feel anyone's energy outside of them. Jessica, you feel better. I'm glad to hear it. That's good. Anybody else want to comment? You don't have to. Maria felt better. Feels good. Release all members of my family's energy. Yes, right? We all have our family's energy right there all the time, right? And so it's nice to be in your space. And it's from this space that you can help your loved ones and the world. Angela says she didn't feel anyone's energy. Well, that's nice, but now feels settled and peaceful. Patricia says that was amazing. I can't believe that we did this exercise. And my question today was, how do I detach from my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend? Well, there you go. Yes. So, oh, Gloria, I love that you have a cat named Kathmandu. I think there are pet psychics who can help you find your cat if your cat is lost. Peggy said, I didn't feel people's energy, but did feel nature's energy. Laura feels so much grounded. I'm so happy to hear that this is helping. So That's something you can do at any time, and you don't need me guiding you. You can do your own version of it, however that works for you. But So I'd love to take some questions today. And if you want to come on camera with me, I suggest that you're on a desktop and not the telephone, and that you are in a quiet place. And if and when you come on camera with me, I may mute you so that we don't get feedback. I may turn off the microphone while you're while I'm talking, but then take it off while you're talking. So if you have a question for me, put it in. Do you see there's the chat, but there's another place with like a little question mark? And so if you could put your question in the question mark place, and that's where I'm going to be looking to answer your questions. And nobody's there yet. I'm going to just start talking to people. Okay, someone says resorting. Let's see. Let me see. Oh, there's one. Usually full moo, it says. I don't know what a full moo is. Assuming you mean a full moon. Patricia says, are there more exercises on how to detach emotionally from someone? I feel, Patricia, like we need to bring you on because it feels significant, whatever the specifics is. And remember, as I answer these questions for one person, this is for the group. Okay. All right. So, Patricia, I'm going to bring you on. I'm going to invite you here and we'll see what happens. I'm praying that the microphone works because I know one day we didn't have that. So, when I invite you on, you have to accept an invitation, and then that's how you come on with me. I'm seeing. Oh, there you go. I pray I can hear you. Hi, Patricia. Yay,
Hello.
we can see and hear you. Yay. It's a little fuzzy. Where are you located?
I'm in London at the moment, in London in the UK.
How lovely.
Maybe it's my earphones. Maybe I will remove my earphones.
You
Is it
hear?
sound?
It's all good. We were good before.
I think I will put
So,
them back in then. Sorry. Because
oh
I
no, it's
can hear
fine
them.
either way. Yes. So actually
Okay.
that may reduce the noise thing too. So Patricia, do you have something specific that you were, was this the man?
Yes. Well, yes. Because I basically want to detach from him, and it's really hard for me. Well, he basically told me that he wants to be single, so
The
I need to
person
let
in the
go right
Bronx in
away.
me, I just in my head, this is not my spirit guides. My head goes, well, he can go himself. But anyway,
Well, yes, exactly, but
that's me.
I don't know why, but I'm really missing him, and I'm thinking about him too much, and
Okay.
I don't
So,
like it.
yeah, of course you don't. So let me tell you what's happening here, and I don't want to get into specifics actually, but the sadness that you're experiencing is so great right now, right? And so you can't just let go of someone or something without going through the grieving process. But when I say that, your head pops in and says, I'm not wanting to grieve because I don't want to let him go. So, what's happening? Your heart is saying, oh, girl, this is terrible. This is so sad. This is a great loss. And your mind says, I'm not going to grieve because I think if I work hard enough with my mind, I'm going to fix this situation and get him back again. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, I
Because your
think
heart
so,
and your
but
mind, you're
also,
not in alignment, it feels.
Yeah, they are not. But also, I'm tired. So, I mean, because I would like him to be different. Obviously, I cannot change him. So I
Yes.
want to move on, and that's it.
You okay. You want to move on, but your brain doesn't want to move on. I keep seeing it, when I tell your, and I wonder if other people can see this. Like when I look at a person, or even energetically, if I can't even see you, and I say something, right? It's like a bat with sonar. Like I'll say something and feel how it resonates with your heart, right? When I said you're sad, that was like, your heart was like, yup. And when I said, and so you need to grieve, your energy shot right back in your head again and went, no, I don't. I'm not ready for that. So I want to explain what I'm seeing so that you can understand. And I'm curious if people watching this can see that energy move. So, Patricia, do you understand why I see that, first of all?
Yeah, I understand, but I'm also very confused. There's a lot of confusion, you know?
Yes. So you're having a hard time accepting your emotions because you have confusions about why you're even in this situation?
Yeah.
Yes. And what is it that is confusing to you?
Well, his behavior was very confusing for quite a long time because it was like hot and cold, hot and cold. So I'm just confused because it's like I'm tired. So on the one hand, I don't want to be with him, but on the other hand, I want to be with him. It's
Right.
crazy.
Yeah, right, exactly. So your brain is having trouble accepting what's happening. And you know, Patricia, it's so interesting to me because I feel like what's happening with everybody right now, and I talked about hypernormalization in my July forecast. It's like life is so heavy, the world is so heavy. And yet, our brain is like, I don't understand how this is happening. Do you know? I feel like what's happening to you is a small microcosm of like what's going on. I feel like we can all relate to this feeling of like your brain feels like there's got to be a solution, and your heart is like, but this is what happened, and this is where I am. The way to go through this. It's not so much about letting go, especially in your situation right now. It's about being in the grief and allowing yourself to move through the feelings. And then, as you do that, even if your brain's like, I don't want to accept this, I don't understand this, even if your brain is not on board, you have to be in your body. So let's take a moment to help you get in your body with this, to get your brain and your heart connected. Does that feel right to you?
Yes. Yeah, because my brain and my mind and my heart are not talking to each other, I don't
Oh,
think.
they're talking to each other. Your brain is
Well,
like, I'm not listening to you.
yeah.
Your heart is like, you have to just accept this loss. And the thing is, I'm not, and I don't want to get into personal stuff so much on these calls, but when I tune into to him personally, he feels lost to me. He feels lost. And so it's probably for the best right now. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now it really feels like the best thing for you to do is to just like allow yourself to be in your own space right now and not think about him or what ifs, the what ifs. So when you go into the what ifs, can you bring some mindfulness and notice? Like you don't need to like get mad at yourself or tell yourself to stop, but can you just notice? Like close your eyes. And when you think of him and you're in your body too, which is good. And so bring your mind into your heart and just feel love. Just feel love right now. Whether it's love for yourself, love for him, the energy of love, just feel the energy of love. And your guides are showing me having that energy of love open like a flower in your heart. And it's from this place of love that you will know what's right for you. So keep breathing into that place. And you should see when that flower is open, there's like light coming into that flower, streams of light that come into that flower and help it blossom and grow. And all this experience is like compost for that flower to keep growing. This is helping you love more deeply, more openly, more thoroughly. Can you feel that love? And anyone who's on the call, you can do this exercise yourself or send it to Patricia, whatever you'd like to do. But feel that love open like a flower. So notice what this feels like. Patricia, what does this feel like when you're in this space? Keep your eyes closed.
It feels, how do I explain it? Warm.
Good.
It feels safe.
Yes. So now take a moment. You can stay in your heart, but think of like the part of you that feels torn. And when you're in your heart, it's harder to feel torn, isn't it? Can you feel that? So let
Yes.
yourself just go back into your mind again for a moment. Keep your eyes closed. But in those thoughts of like, what's happening or why is this happening? Feel what that's like in your body and where it's located. Where are you experiencing that energy?
It's feeling tight here.
Okay. So the throat is the intermediary between your heart and your mind. So that's why it's tight in your throat.
Yeah,
So
like
bring your
throat and
energy.
like upper chest.
Yes. So let that energy sink back into your heart, okay? Because your heart knows what's right for you. Your heart knows your answers, right? So let yourself sink back into your heart. This is the consciousness that you want to focus on, okay? So keep breathing into your heart. So notice anytime throughout the day, if you start to feel that brain, imagine now you're going back into your heart, back into that flower in the heart. And remember to open the flower and bring that streams of light in the flower and let that emanate throughout your whole body, your whole arm.
Oh,
Nice, right?
it's so beautiful and
Yes.
peaceful.
Yes. And that's the feeling. That's the feeling. So remember this feeling. This is your baseline, okay? So
I
take a
can't
nice,
stop smiling.
I know. So take a nice deep breath. And whenever you're ready, take your time, but bask in it. And whenever you're ready, you can open up your eyes.
It feels so good.
Feels so good.
Yeah.
See, you don't want to leave.
Yeah, I don't want to leave now.
See, you went from a feeling of like anxiety and just betrayal and like all these things to a feeling of pure love and peace. And you just created that yourself. You didn't need another person for that.
But really, it's so beautiful. I don't want to.
Now you don't ever want to leave. Don't leave. Keep staying here. You can meditate on that as long as you want. So what did you learn from this, Patricia? And I'm also curious, anyone on this on the chat,
Wow.
you learned from it as well. People, I didn't go on the chat because I was so focused on you. Yes, so explain to us what this experience was like, Patricia.
I'm just feeling so good right now.
Well, I don't even need you to talk if you want to just sit like this for the rest of the call. So I want to, yes.
But basically, it taught me that I'm able to, well, I can do it
You can do it.
myself.
You could shift the energy yourself.
I can shift the energy. It's
Yes,
incredible.
it is
It's,
incredible. Isn't that amazing, the power that you have?
wow.
Yes. So I want everyone
Wow.
to do this themselves too. Like when you're feeling your brain is like, I don't know. I don't understand. I feel so angry. I feel so sad. I feel so stressed. I feel so worried. Take that and bring it into your heart. And you could do the flower if you want. That's what your guide showed me, Patricia, for you. But whatever works for anyone, you want to see a jewel in your heart, you just want to see light or green or pink energy, whatever, or just the energy of love, let that be in your heart. And this is how we help the world too. Okay? Because when I look at the world, I'm like, I don't know how. But if I get into a sense of joy, that's how.
Wow,
That's
it's
how.
amazing. Because yeah, I've been very confused recently, and I say I don't know all the time, I've noticed.
Oh, you say that.
Yeah, I even say like I don't know. Like
Oh, well, now
I
you
say it a
know.
lot.
You see, your heart knows.
Yeah, now I know.
Your heart has a consciousness, right? Your heart has a bigger consciousness than your mind. This is where your soul is, right? So that's all that when you say, I don't know, whenever anyone listening, if you're like, I don't know, you do know. You know to get back into your heart, ground yourself, breathe in peace, breathe in light, breathe in love. And this isn't like love and light. This is how you know what to do next. This is so you can be in a place where you can act appropriately for your highest and best, right?
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. I
You're
really appreciate
so
it. This is amazing. I'm feeling so good now that I can stop smiling.
it
Thank you.
amazing that we can change our energy? And this is what we
Yes.
need to do for the world. We need to change our energy for
Amazing.
ourselves.
I would try to do it every day now because I love
Please
it. It
do.
makes me feel
Please
so
do.
good.
Yes, and so before you like start your day, before you go into anything, just because when we start our days, it's just like usually, I don't know, maybe because I'm a hyper Virgo, I just like wake up and I'm just like a bazillion things. And so it's like gather, collect, bring it into the heart and get into a place of love before you move through the day. Actually, if you're angry at someone, if you have an argument, if you're triggered, it's really good to take some time to say, okay, I'm going to take some time out and I'm going to be in my space and I'm going to get into my heart and I'm going to send love to this situation, to this person, so that it will smooth things out. It will smooth things out if you do that. Got it?
Beautiful. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Patricia.
Thank
That was a
you.
fun example. Thanks so much. So, did you all see how you can change your energy? So, were you able to experience that too with yourself? How does that feel when you, but you can see it, right? And I'm also curious to see if you can see energetically when someone goes into their head, because that's what I do as an intuitive. Like I'll see what's happening with energy as it's happening. Okay, I'm excited to do another question. Okay, so Patricia, we answered that. Yay. So I'm going to delete that one. Because we did it. Okay. And I don't always go in order. I'm going to look over and see. Someone, Deborah just wrote, she has a beautiful change in expression. That's not a question, but thank you, Deborah, for sharing that. Okay. Oh, hi, Sherry. Yes, I'm so glad that you can use that too. I love seeing my Pittsburgh peeps here. It's like, I'm telling you, anyone who's ever been to Pittsburgh, they have the greatest people. I just have to say, like the greatest people. And again, write it in the question. I won't be looking in the chat for it, but write the questions in the question thing, and then hang on. Candace, for some reason I'm drawn to you, maybe because it's a Capricorn moon. What is your suggestion to help me drop my Capricorn ascendant mask to allow my authentic self to shine brighter? I am drawn toward bringing Candace on here. I feel like there's a lot more to this picture here. Hang on a second, Candace. And if I don't answer your question, maybe I'll answer it later in the call. I'm just doing things in the order that I'm guided by my guides. So, Candace, you are invited to join me. Capricorn mask. It's funny when people know their astrology too. Like you'll hear me say, "Oh, I'm Virgo this, Virgo that." But it's funny, like, "Hi, Candace."
Hello.
Hi, great to see you. What's
Nice to
that
be
in the
here.
background about your authentic self?
So have the courage to find your authentic self.
I love it. Well, isn't that your question too? It must
Yes, it's something
be.
I've been searching for a long time.
Is it the theme of your life?
Yeah. Well, I
I
also
feel
have
like.
a Virgo stellium, so I understand the Virgo-ness.
Oh, girl, that Virgo stellium and our perfectionism. What an interesting thing to go through. So that is, so if you have a Virgo stellium especially, but I feel like empaths especially, like, well, I always say this is my theme and I'll say it over and over again, the key to happiness is being yourself. And the older souls have to learn that even more, because first of all, we're not as much drawn to other people, so like we can feel just like a stranger in a strange land and like very disconnected. And so, and yet we have a desire on a physical level to fit in, to be accepted. But then there's that part of us that's like, but I don't like a lot of you, or or like, you don't like me, but I want you to like me, even though I don't like you, because like that's just how I'm hard, So it's like a thing, right? It's a thing for older souls.
Well, and I lived most of my life trying to make people like me, and so I never really considered if I liked other people. I just wanted them to like me.
Exactly,
And so
exactly.
that's something I've been shifting a lot over the last
I'm
7 years.
really
It's
glad to
just
hear it.
something.
And that's the first step. Now, normally with old souls, I say, by the way, this isn't your question. I'm guided to answer something else here. With old souls, I'll say, you don't need a lot of people. But actually, Candace, with you, your guides are saying you actually do need more people in your life. I feel like you've been too isolated, right? Do you do creativity or crafts in any way?
Not a ton. I've been working on becoming a little bit creative or tapping into what feels good. I do like to do some paint by numbers, but other than that, not a typical, right, creative, artsy person.
Right. I feel like that's what's missing in your life. And it's funny because that's how I started. I was talking about Enchanted Sky and how, like, the creativity. I actually think you're more creative than you realize. But because you felt
Could be.
closed in and stifled and watched in a very negative way as a child, the creative process is very messy. And it's very childlike, and it's you did bring up the Capricorn rising. Capricorns tend to be old when they're young and younger when they're old, right? And so I feel just so much restriction from your childhood. and criticism. So
Yes.
being creative felt too risky because, you know, when you're creative, you have to like not be good for a little bit. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So for you and for anybody else who's feeling stifled or disconnected, now for you, Candace, specifically, your guides want you to be creative in person with other people. Like take a painting class or something crafts where you're doing it with other people. And they want you to be not good at it at first and to be okay with that. Does that feel scary to you?
It does. Yeah, that perfectionism, right? The I have everything together all of the time, to not be good at something doesn't feel good.
Yeah, because
But I don't disagree with you. That is definitely
it comes
something.
from a fear of rejection or fear of criticism. And so,
Yeah, criticism for sure.
absolutely. Hey, I have a Virgo stellium in the 12th house. I get it. So, it's very, very, very. Was your dad an alcoholic?
He is, yeah.
Oh, he still is. Yes. I'm so sorry. I mean, he does not like himself. And, you know, sadly, that was reflected in how he treated you. And I don't know if you have a brother or,
I do.
yeah, how he treated the two of you. I don't know if you have more, but those are the two I'm,
Who knows?
yeah. And are you estranged from your brother?
I'm estranged from all of them. I had
Yeah.
to cut off communication about a year and a half ago.
Yes, I'm so sorry to hear that. Not surprised. I'm not surprised. And you know, you have to do what's right for you to preserve your, and this is you growing now. This is you. I can feel people on this call sending you a lot of love. So, and I'm getting angel bumps, and I want you to understand some group situations are safe. This is a safe one. Can you feel people loving on you right now? Can you feel me sending you love? And see, you don't need to be perfect for us to love you here, right? You just need to be yourself. So, because you never had an opportunity to be yourself in a way that felt uncriticized or safe, you need to find those safe spaces now. You need to like reparent yourself by not in a grown-up way, but actually as more of the child, right? And so your guides want to encourage you to be in a creative or two creative things. I'm seeing yarn. So maybe you want to take painting or something with yarn. I see. Or spinning a yarn, it could be just telling stories, you know, something creative. A couple things maybe. In person. Like find a meetup group or find like community college or art school or something like that. And it will be incredibly healing for you and you will meet at least one or two people that you really like. How does that feel?
No, it feels good, but overall, yes, the group situations have felt scary. As an empath, I've learned to protect my energy a lot, but I do tend to attract people that probably like me more than I like them.
I understand. This is what I started out saying. I'm like, as an old soul, you don't always like people, you know what I mean? Because you know, you're like older than them, even if you're not on a physical body older than them, but like it just, but I feel like your guides want me to tell you to ask them to guide you to where the old souls are.
Okay. Okay. can do that.
Yeah. And you don't even need to like everyone, but I feel like it'll be a nice experience. I think you, I really do. I see one, like one and a half people, like one or maybe two people, like one person you really like and one person you like-ish, right? That's good enough for you to like really feel like, you know what, this is nice. I look forward to it. But you'll look forward to the creativity and being in a safe space. And they also want you to know if it doesn't feel like a safe space, you can find another place. Like you don't need to stick with the one just because, you know, Carrie told you to. Just find the right one for you where you walk in because you are an empath, where you walk in and you feel like, you know what, I feel really nice here. I like the energy. So maybe before you join a class, you can like check out the space. You can do that. Like it's really important that you feel comfortable in the space. How does that feel to you?
Yeah, no, that feels good.
Does this safe
Thank you for the
feel, does this
encouragement.
place feel safe for you?
It
Here?
does. It does.
Do you feel the love?
I do. I do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you for coming on. I appreciate the courage and the trust.
Yes. Thank you.
Lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I'm curious in the comments. Beginner's mind, Candace. It will re release you from your own pressure. It's practice to be with people. You can do this, says Deanna. You can do this, Candace. Candace, check out the comments, okay? And I think that's very important for everyone to know, like if you feel stuck, it's usually like you're not allowing yourself to be creative. You're not allowing yourself to try or to like go through something. So when you feel stuck, remind yourself to be creative, to play, okay? Because I promise you that that is the antidote. I know everyone says it's gratitude. I mean, gratitude is part of it, but like I honestly feel like creativity is like a huge, huge thing. Agnes, I'm glad that that resonated with you as well. That's how this is. That's my intention with these calls, that we help each other. We help each other. And Candace, you see a lot of love for you here, a lot of love, and I hope you can feel it. Okay, so I'm going back to the questions. Well, two people upvoted Deborah's question. How do I connect more deeply? Let me put this on. Well, first of all, I'm going to invite her on while I read the question. How do I connect more deeply with my guides and hear their knowingness? I felt guided during my last year of travel and did not control my travels, but was curious where I should land and who I would. Let's just see what Deborah has to say. Two people upvoted this, so I just am curious. Obviously, this is resonating, right, with people. So I'm going to bring Deborah on. Deborah. Hi. Oh, hi, Deborah. I've spoken with you at least once, right?
No, I'm not on soul healing, but maybe over the decades.
Over decades, have you been with me that long?
Yes, when we used to do the live soul, ca the calendar, the planner, I bought it every year. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I've like known you, like your name is like, oh, you're like I've known you forever. So
Yeah, I'd probably, yes, I'd probably say no less than 6 to 10 years.
oh my goodness.
Something like that, yeah.
Thank you for staying with me.
You're welcome.
And I'm staying with you. So I forgot your question already.
Okay, I'm the one that did the SOAR 2024 World Tour. So I was gone a year. And
That's amazing.
I say that I'm wasn't there were I was following the breadcrumbs and I didn't put them down. So it was very I tried to do everything I could not to control where I would go and be curious of where I was staying and who I would meet
Yeah.
as part of my journey for the book writing side of it and speaking.
Congratulations, by the way. That's
Thank
exciting.
you. Thank
It's
you. It's
incredible.
12 countries in 12 months. And if anybody has the opportunity to do it, I highly recommend it. I did it solo, just me and my three backpacks.
That's incredible.
So I just arrived back from Japan June 26th. But I'm highly spiritual, well-trained, feel well grounded and supported, but I feel like this disconnect. I have goosebumps all over me.
Well, that's a connection, ironically, right?
To my guides. I feel them, like I can feel when someone's like on the left side or the right side, or today I could feel that heldness. But I formerly used to have like a conversation, like a connection. Mm-hmm. And the last year I've just trusted the knowingness of the place of many names, I call it.
Yeah.
And but coming back to Canada, I feel really disconnected. And in order to, I sold my house, I sold everything before I left. Sold my house in 24 hours.
Wow.
They were coming down to take the taxes, the capital gains to tax the houses at 66%. And I was a single mom, and I said, "You didn't change the roof on my house. You didn't repair my driveway. You don't get 66% of my house." So and now I'm just doing house sits while I'm back to visit my children. So I'm not disheveled, but I feel disconnected spiritually because I had a beautiful studio, but that shouldn't make any difference. I feel that I'm better knowledge based than that, but I'm truly not, because I feel like in order for me to do this next level pivot in my business and get the book launched and get a book club started or whatever that's going to look like for me, I need a connection, and I feel like it's not there.
You're actually incredibly connected with your guides even right now. And I know you say you don't feel it, but you are. But it's very important to sometimes be in a place of unknowing.
Mm.
And you're definitely not a control freak by any means, but you're used to being on top of everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Organized.
Not in a negative way. They're like, she's not a control freak, but she's just so used to knowing where. And this is why people travel, right? Like to get that sense of not knowing and adventure. Yeah. Your guides are also saying that you're homesick. So there was there a place that you visited that felt more like home?
Probably any place than this place. This is my biggest fear, to come back here. And I have no reason to be fearful. Like, I have two beautiful daughters, you know, I have friends, I have like connections, but sort of friends, more masterclass friends than anything else. Oh, you know,
I can't find that word anymore, but anyway.
No, me neither, but you know, but for 20 years, like.
Yes, I understand. So. I don't know if you live somewhere flat. Are you in Ontario? Like,
no, I'm in Vancouver. I'm right close.
Which is the opposite of flat, right? It's so beautiful. I love the Pacific Northwest. But like when your guides are showing me, having you walk around, it feels like how I felt in the suburbs. Like I just like, where is everything? Like everything feels flat. Mm-hmm. And so you're actually not meant to reconnect there because there's another home for you.
Yeah, I get that.
However, the sense of like, so first of all, your guides don't want you to be afraid of it, but you're afraid because you're so used to knowing your next steps. And in the beginning of the call, I had said that it's a very scary time right now because all the planets are shifting into new planets and we're letting go. And there's actually meant to be this like sense of, it's kind of like if you throw a ball in the air, there's this sense of suspension before the ball comes down, right? we're all in this like sense of suspension, like what like everything's like, I don't know. And we're all meant to be here.
These are my planetary notes that I took yesterday, trying to get grounded into like both sides. Cause I just have little pieces of paper. It's like,
it's a lot. It's right.
This one's my other one I'm writing on today.
That's funny.
I have no paper.
You're out of notes. And so, and even your note taking too, it's like trying to figure everything out, right? I don't know if you're meant to be more in like a tropical or like a Hawaii type of place, but like, oh, don't come to the United States, but anyway, but Costa Rica, but you're homesick for a spiritual home, and Vancouver actually feels like it was really good for you until it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Until COVID. Yeah.
And so you're just meant to have a spiritual quest.
I did. Yeah. And
but you're not done.
No.
And so it's not like you're not listening to your guides, and I'm getting angel bumps as I'm talking about this. It's just your guides want you, and this is for everyone, because this is where we are right now. Because if you're like, I don't know what's next, it's scary. Your guides want you to, I just wanted to say something too. Like, I've wanted to teach spiritual things for my, like, as long as I've known, and I've been teaching. People in Pittsburgh know I've been teaching for like so long. I woke up this year and I'm like, there's nothing I want to teach. Mm-hmm. I've taught it. Like, I will at one point again. Mm-hmm. And then I did the Enchanted Sky because I'm like, it's so much fun to be creative. Yeah. But it's like everything I've ever known. And it's scary for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all I've known is me being a spirit. I still love doing these. These are really fun for me. But in terms of like teaching a course or whatever, like I'm like, usually when I wake up at the top of the year, I'm like, I want to teach this and I want to teach that. And this year I'm like, this is the first time where I'm like, I don't have anything that I need to teach right now. And it is scary.
See, and I'm the exact opposite. Like, I know my mission. I know my value. I know what I'm directed and called to do until my last breath.
Well, that's part of the issue, though. You're sometimes not meant to. Like, you know your mission, you know what you want to do, but like how and where that's manifesting, it's still in the making. And your guides want to teach you to be okay with that suspension. And in the meantime,
I just did a year of suspension.
I just
want them to hold me and talk to me and tell me what I need to know. And I'm like, why aren't you talking to me anymore?
They are definitely talking to you, but they're telling you, do you pull tarot cards? Do you ever?
Yes.
I mean, they're talking to you through that too.
Yeah. I did it on the road only about 3 times in the year, but it brought me to tears every time.
Yeah. So pull a card a day.
Okay.
Pull cards today, you're going to start seeing animals too that are going to speak to you more. But right now, it feels like you're meant to be okay with not knowing the details. But what they want you to do is find your spiritual home.
Help me.
Well, maybe that involves, first of all, since you have been to so many different places, like, what did I like about this one place? And what do I want to experience again? And, you know, maybe you want a smaller town now, you know, maybe you want to move to Vancouver Island, or, you know what I mean? Like, maybe there's just like something. So reflect on
doing a house sit for 2 months on Salt Spring Island, just to see what Salt Spring Island is like.
Yeah. I kind of see you on an island a little bit, you know, like I feel like you need this kind of quieter, more nurturing kind of cozy situation. So just take some notes. Again, you like notes about like, what did I like about this? Or what am I not liking about this? What do I want to be? What kind of environment do I want to be in? You may be able to create it there in a different
It's too cold here.
Yeah, that's why I said I see you in a tropical island. They keep showing you with like a flower behind your ear and stuff.
Tea in Cambodia was my cup of tea.
Yeah, I see you on a tropical island. So maybe you can get back to somewhere like that.
So no magic wand on how to have like just a sit down cup of tea with my guides.
I say pull a card a day.
Pull a card a day. Okay. I thought you
Every
said
day.
every day.
No, every day.
Okay.
Start your morning with a
Yeah.
card
Yeah.
and then notice how synchronistic it is. So one way to pull a card, and this is for everyone, it doesn't need to be a tarot card, just whatever appeals to you energetically. Like I pull animal cards and then I see those animals in real life. I'm like, how'd that happen? But ask your guides, what do you want me to embody today? What do you want me to know today? What am I meant to experience today? What would you like me to know? Like just, what, leave it open-ended, and that is the best way for you to reconnect with your guides on a daily basis. And the
And
thing
so
is
I'm
too,
creating that communication.
yeah, and then synchronicities will abound.
Because I
And
normally
some
just say, I love waking up in the morning. I just say, inviting in the best day ever or better. And
yeah.
then the or better is the magic. And then to acknowledge where the magic does show up. Like I'm like, okay, this is the magical part right here. So.
That's beautiful. And so when you use tarot cards or oracle cards, it's kind of incredible because it's very synchronistic. And you invite more synchronicity in. So anyone listening, you want to get in touch with your guides more, you want to do that, I always recommend pulling a card a day. Or a card a week, whatever, whenever, but like for you, I would say a card a day because you're used to getting like the information in like words, right? But like that's not what's working right now. Like your guides want you to just like find different types of breadcrumbs. But that's the best way to do it. And I do see you somewhere tropical.
Okay, then I need, yeah. Then I need visas and yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know. But I did, like I got to Spain. I said they lie. Spain doesn't have white sand beaches. I got to Portugal and I said they don't tell you how freezing cold the water is. It's colder than the Pacific
Or the
Ocean.
apartments, yeah.
Or yeah, or the apartments or the squatter situations. Then you get to different places. I get to South Italy and it's like, oh. I could probably live here. Everybody's exiting because the mafia is so intense, but they're not going to hurt me. It's
Everywhere
like.
in the world is crazy in its own way right now, but I do see you somewhere. I see you like on a beach or something because I keep showing a flower in your hair as well, too.
I always put a flower in my hair, so that's so
Oh,
interesting. But I will never pick it off the tree. I can only wear it if it's fallen to the
that's
ground.
nice because they keep showing a flower in your hair, right? So,
Always
like,
everywhere,
yeah, so
even
that's.
in Japan,
Isn't
people are
it
looking
so? If you think your guides aren't talking to you, but they just showed me that you put a flower in your hair, they're right here with you, okay? Angel bumps. They never left. They never left,
I
okay?
didn't think they left. I just wasn't, I
No,
felt
you can hear them.
disassociated.
They just want you to know how to live in a way of more not knowing everything every minute. It's a more of a spiritual quest. Everybody has to go through it,
Yeah,
okay?
I thought maybe 365 days was enough.
No,
Thank
a different type of spiritual quest.
you. Thank you
Oh,
so
you're
much.
so welcome. I'm excited. Let us know how it goes when you pull those cards. I'm excited to
Right.
hear about it.
Thank
Because
you.
next month, after a whole month of pulling cards, you're going to have some incredible synchronicities.
Well, and we're going into Saturn return in Aries, and I'm on Aries Pisces cusps, and it's like Saturn is 0 degrees or something in my.
Oh,
So
in your chart, and oh, wow, you're really having it. And we have a Saturn Neptune conjunction at 0 degrees in Aries in February, so it's going to be interesting.
February, not
February
February.
2026, we're having a 0 degree
Oh.
conjunction.
Oh, so it'll be bang on.
It's going to be bang on.
Ready for it. I think I'll be in India then.
Lots of love to you. Thank you so much. Take care. See, and that's for everyone. Our guides really, really want us to know, like, how to not know. Like, we're really going through a period of not knowing in a way, but knowing, but also not knowing. Hang on. Laura, I'm just going to answer your question verbally. Do you know, Laura's asking about her husband's really into the political news and it kind of gets in the way of things like that. Do you realize my husband had to talk to me about that yesterday? And we decided it's better for our own mental health, mine and his, to have like a set time where we can talk about it, like politics and all that, because it's better for everyone's mental health to just not have it pervade 24/7, but to have like these periods of time. I can get to your question perhaps another day, but like, you really need to say, let's just create a time and a space where we can discuss it, and then we don't discuss it at these times. But I think it's kind of funny / ironic that I had to have that talking to yesterday, because these are crazy times. I'm sorry. So I hope that my conversation with Deborah helped you all. Honestly, like, pulling a card a day, you'll see magic happen. Or a card a week. I pull like a card every couple of weeks and kind of keep it on my desk. But the way I developed my intuition was that. Let's see what I have time for one more. Let me see. What? Agnes wants to know, can you help me? By the way, are you guys shy to ask your questions, or you just don't have any burning questions? Let's see. Let me invite Agnes and then I'll read her question. How to relax my parasympathetic system, which has been so difficult when the doctors won't take symptoms seriously. By the way, I am not a medical intuitive, but I do want to answer Agnes's question.
Hi.
Hi, Agnes. Have I spoken with you before, right?
No, never.
Everyone looks so familiar to me.
Nice, yeah,
to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm sorry, I'm using my phone. I can't comment on my laptop.
What? It's totally fine. Like, it's like the connection's great. So.
Okay, great. Great.
And the lighting's good. I love a good lighting. So
thank you.
Like, this crowdcast just says, you know, use the desktop if possible, but you're coming through loud and clear. So,
okay, great. Great.
So your question's twofold. The doctors aren't taking you seriously and you want to know how to like heal your parasympathetic nerve. So not being listened to is going to agitate your parasympathetic nervous system.
Yes. And everyone and others who I've seeked out for assistance in the metaphysical world, they said, you need to relax, relax, relax. And they're screaming at me, relax. Wait, I can't relax when you're yelling at me.
I can't stand that, actually.
Exactly. So I know I do need to relax. I just found out literally yesterday. It's been a 4-year journey. I got myself into fight and flight for 4 to 5 years through the pandemic. And so my body's just really taken a beating, Carrie. And I mean, it's my digestive system. The doctor doesn't even believe in the gut-brain connection. And I left crying the office last week. And then I found a functional medicine doctor, and I finally met with her after waiting a month to get that appointment. And she understands it. But now she told me that she interpreted the brain scan, and there's there's inflammation in my brain. And so I looked it up, and now I'm just scared. It's like, so, and I know I need to relax. So is there an exercise you can?
Well, I want to talk about some things.
Okay.
Has this been a familiar feeling for you throughout your life?
Oh yeah.
So tell me how you're feeling about this situation. Well, first so if you have to describe how this makes you feel about yourself, the world with this situation, first tell me how that makes you feel, like about yourself, the world, relative to the world.
Well, it kind of is a double sword because I like delving into the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I did energy healing with Barbara Bredden school, but mm-hmm. I don't even feel I love myself because I don't feel like I'm advocating enough for myself. So, and my mom actually passed away. Like they took her colon in 2022 and she wasn't That's advocating awesome. For herself. And she didn't want me to advocate mm-hmm. for her because she didn't want me to piss off the nurse. So I feel like it's just trickling down the ancestral.
So did you have this feeling growing up?
Not being listened to? Mm-hmm. Not being seen. Yeah. Not being listened to. Mm-hmm. Not belonging. Not having my back. Like that exercise you did with the heart when I opened the back, mm-hmm. I felt supported. Like mm-hmm. I actually cradled myself to sleep last night because of the pressure in my head by holding my little girl in me, and that got me to sleep, and mala and chanting. Like I was doing a bunch of stuff just to get to sleep.
So let's say that I'm just gonna do a hypothetical. Let's say you're in a war zone and someone tells you to relax. What do you think that's like? Like if someone's like, just relax.
I do feel like I'm in a war zone already.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. If you're just telling yourself to relax, but your senses are saying, but I'm not safe.
Right.
What is that? That's not appropriate.
Right.
You have to find a safe place, right? You have to figure out what does safety mean? Because you're just telling yourself to relax is not going to make you relax. If everything's saying like, but I need to figure this out because my health is here and they killed my mom or whatever. And I never felt safe. So first of all, it's very important for you to practice feeling safe.
Okay. Feeling safe.
Safe.
You're right. So, I don't feel safe. Yeah. Yes.
So close your eyes.
Okay.
Are you okay with that? Do you feel safe closing your eyes in this?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
With you, I feel safe. with our group, I feel safe. Yeah.
See, that's what I want. Okay. So, and then feel the love of the group around you, right? And then feel like I see a circle of light and they're like benevolent ancestors and even benevolent friends who have passed, like a circle of light around you. Do you have friends that have passed?
Can't remember. I have family who's passed.
It's okay. You close your eyes. You have benevolent ancestors. They've been through a lot too. They know what it's like. And they're circling. It's a circle of light all around you. There's a bonfire there. And there's like a circle, a legion of angels around them. Okay? And now come into the center of this circle. Come into the center of this circle in your mind. And everyone, all these ancestors, everyone in this group here now, your angels, your guides, everyone's just looking at you and sending you love. You're just standing there. All you have to do is stand there. And they're like, wow, Agnes is amazing. We love you so much. We love you so much. And you know what? Everywhere you go in that circle, they got your back. Doesn't matter if you turn around, everybody's got your back. And you feel the earth beneath you, and your guides are here, So, Agnes, when you get in your heart, what does it feel like as you're in this protective circle?
Well, it was a foreign feeling, so
no, I no, just go back. Go back until you can feel it. Go back. Go
okay.
back. It doesn't matter if it's new. It's okay that it's new. When you feel safe, get back and go in there until you feel safe. Breathe in, and your angels have got your back. Everyone is protecting you. The earth is protecting you. And when you feel safe, say how you feel with the words, I am, or I feel.
I am protected.
That's right. Do you believe that now? Do you feel that? Do you feel what that feels like?
I do.
Now say, I am safe.
I don't, words won't come out.
You don't feel it. Okay. So keep breathing. Don't force it. We're not forcing that here. Take your time. Don't say it till you feel it. What do you need in this space for you to feel safe in this circle? Can you ask your higher self what you need in this space for you to feel safe?
The word relaxed, like everyone else, to be relaxed, because okay. I felt protected when the circle, I felt it really tight. It closed, okay. It shut like nothing can penetrate it. So that's when I felt protected. But then I didn't feel relaxed because it felt like okay. iron doors.
So ask them to give you some space and for them to relax. Ask everyone around you to relax. Chill the fuck out, everyone. Just relax. Ask them to give you space and relax so you can relax. You got
okay.
Lost. Okay. Now you feel more, you're joyful in your mind, you're dancing, you're free. Yeah. So now that you have that, say, can you say, I am safe? I feel safe?
I feel safe.
That felt good. Do you believe that?
I do.
Okay. Now remember what this feels like and ask your guides to show you how to remember what this feels like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now ground that energy. Take a breath. And open up your eyes whenever you're ready.
Oh my gosh. Okay, hi, thank you.
How do you feel?
Oh, great, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You've never felt safe.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until you just, it's like you plucked that word that's been.
Well, that's what I do. that's my magic. I read auras, right? So you can't feel relaxed until you feel safe and protected. You want to feel safe with your practitioners. You'll be on guard until you find the practitioner that you feel safe with. Maybe you don't have that person yet. When you feel safe and protected with someone, you'll know. It's okay for you to keep looking.
I hope I found the one yesterday.
I hope so too. I really do. But maybe you'll need a couple people. Maybe you find an acupuncturist you like.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. I'm looking for that. You're right. Yeah. I'm looking for others.
Yeah. I feel like there's a few people, 3 or 4 people that will be on your team. And they're more practical than woo-woo. Like they could be like acupuncture, but like that's practical. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I'm looking for a lymphatic person. I'm looking to meet him. Yeah.
I think that will be great. So for you and everybody listening, if someone's like, just relax, how does that make you feel when someone says, why don't you just relax? Like, you need to feel. And since you've never felt it before, practice the feeling of safety.
Okay.
Bring your angels, bring your guides. You can picture all of us around you if you like, whatever. Bring us, bring whomever, your ancestors, your benevolent ancestors, your pets, whatever. However you need to feel safe, just keep conjuring that feeling until you feel real and say, I feel safe and protected. And it was important for you to remember that you need other people to relax around you for you to feel safe. Because if you grow up with anxious parents, you're not going to feel safe.
Oh, could you repeat that last part? So I need other people to help me feel safe.
No. You can conjure it in yourself, but I'm
Right.
saying if you grow up around anxious parents, you're
Yeah.
not going to feel safe. So you need to find that feeling from within. That
Okay.
helps you relax your nervous system. Do you understand?
Thank you. Thank
You're
you so
so welcome.
much.
You're
Thank
so
you.
welcome. And I hope that helped you and anybody listening.
Thank
Lots of love
you.
to you.
Thanks, Carrie.
Take care. I just love being here with you. Laura probably has a message for you, Agnes. Yes, relax is a trigger trauma word. I mean, God, this whole call, I've just been wanting to drop the F-bomb a lot. I'm glad I had an opportunity to do it once. I'm gonna go in the chat here and see. Does anyone else have anything to add or say before we close down and thank our guides? Anybody want anything to say or add? I'm gonna have a sip of water. I feel safe with all of you. It's really, I really, really enjoy being here with you. And I hope you enjoy these as well. Oh, Carrie, dropping the F-bomb totally makes my day. Fucking right. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad I can help you out. And this doesn't go on YouTube, so I can't get, can't get docked for it. Anyway, yeah, I was told to relax after accident. I cannot stand that. Anyway, okay, so anybody else want to add anything? If not, we're going to thank our guides and all the things. And yeah. Oh, Deborah says tarot card just jumped out. Two cards, Ace of Wands and Justice. Ace of Wands, following your passions, new beginnings, and justice, balance, balancing your needs and other people's needs, doing what's right for you. I love all that. Deanna, I'm so glad that you enjoyed this too. And yes, thank you for everyone who came on with me because that takes some courage and vulnerability. And you can feel the love when people do it. I just really appreciate everyone who has the courage to come on with me. Okay, so I really, really, really enjoyed our time together. And I feel like Carol Burnett. I'm so glad. Anyway, let us thank our guides, great spirit angels, guides, protectors, benevolent ancestors. We thank you for your love, wisdom, and healing. We love you and we want to get to know you better. Please help us find more ways to connect with you, to communicate to you, to receive your love, your healing, your wisdom, protection, and light. We want to be peaceful and passionate to ignite our creativity, to follow our bliss. We want to know our bliss and be joyful and safe and protected on this earth walk for the highest and best of all. We thank you. We love you. Amen. Okay, everyone, I love you so much. And I'm glad that I always love when you come on here, whether it's in person or later, and feel free to comment. I love hearing from you. I love you so much. Thanks so much. Bye for now.